I really wanted to say thank you for the work that God has done through you to love and encourage me. A lot of people know a little bit about my story, but maybe not all of it. In 2014, the prayers of my mom and my sister came to fruition. I came to the end of myself. And I realized that God was not part of my life. And I realized that I was really alone. And I also realized that I'd really destroyed a beautiful family. It was already lost. It just hadn't kind of played out yet. And so during that time, I was coming here back to church, back to my roots, trying to find hope. And a little action, a small thing, but a big thing for me, a life-changing thing. As I was leaving one day, out the back, I'll never forget that moment. Bill asked me if I'd get breakfast. And at that moment in my life, I was reaching for God, but I was not connected to him. And we went to breakfast, and I explained to Bill that I was reaching for God, but he was not part of my life. And he gave me that distinct understanding. And so over the next few weeks, Bill and several of the other shepherd leaders here led me to the Lord. The Lord gave me faith to believe. And over the next 10 years, this church has done a tremendous job of really giving, just discipling me, encouraging me, helping me. And there's been some tough stuff that we've walked through together. And but the Lord is not finished with me yet. And so that's kind of the hope that I've carried forward. And you all have done such a tremendous job of loving me in small and big ways throughout that time. And really can't even put into words. I mean, if I think about it a little bit, I'll be crying up here, and I don't want to do that. So I really appreciate the love that you've shown me. And unfortunately, in 2024, after 10 almost 11 years of doing everything that I possibly could think of, that marriage came to an end. And my now ex-wife basically demanded a divorce, and I followed what it tells us to do in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and I gave her her wish. And so we ended that marriage, and really 2025, from that point to 2025, was really healing for me. It was really trying to find forgiveness and let that go. And there was a scripture that you guys put up there, Psalms 27:14, which is the verse after the one that I was going to share, but it's one that is very, very true and been true in my life. But the verse before says, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And you know, Jesus came to give life. And so that's something that carried me through some of the darkest days of my life. And I knew that even though my life was in him and I could trust him, even though I may not know how things will work out, I knew that God had a plan and he was working. And during that time of healing in 25, he gave me a very clear calling that the next step of my life, I'm going to need a little bit more training. And so I started seeking out seminaries. And through that time, I actually got to go on a couple missions trips. And coming back in September of 25, after a wonderful missions trip, I had the really just the distinct time with the Lord, about a 15-hour flight, just a lot of time of prayer. And I just felt the Lord release me in my spirit to move on with the next steps of my life. And so I set out to find a godly wife. And in October, the Lord connected me to a very godly woman. She lives in Louisville, unfortunately, but she also lives close to a very great seminary. So the Lord is working and opening up the next step in my life. But all that is not important. What is really important for all of you all, as I'm still part of this body and I still love you, I still seek am here for you and also want to be part of this church over the next arc of my life. But I want to say thank you. But beyond that, I just want to say that if you're in a place where it's dark, where you feel alone, release yourself fully to God. Put your life in His hands. In that process of giving Christ every bit of who I am, my future, my goals, my purpose, I found that I didn't have to worry so much about the ups and downs of life. And that's given me so much peace. And what I've seen is that God is good and that He does have good plans for us. And while everything doesn't always work out in the way that my little brain can conceive of it, His plans are good. And He has great things in store for each one of us and for this church. And I just want to encourage you all to keep on keeping on. Thank you so much for loving me and for being there for me.
Well, you're welcome. There you go. It's user error. Let me step back there. I just wanted to say before you stop that it has been a wonderful, joyous experience to watch the miraculous things God has done in your life. And I'm going to tell one little story here, and I know you don't mind, but when I first started meeting with Eric and he was unloading all the things that had happened in his life because of his thinking he could outsmart everyone, he told me his dad had served Christ obediently and sacrificially to the point that sometimes he gave away so much stuff that they didn't have what he felt he needed. And at 10 years old, he told himself, I will never serve God like my dad. I will never serve God in a way that keeps me from having the things in life I want. And he didn't realize, because he was still around Christianity, he went to Grace School, he didn't realize that he had separated himself from God because he was around Christianity. And during our conversations, he came to realize that not only had he severed his connection with God completely, but that God was his only hope, and that if he would put his trust in God, since he had nowhere else to go, it was his only option, and so he did. And from that day, I have seen Eric worship. And what worship really means is to bow before God in humility and surrender yourself to his power to do whatever he tells you. I have watched him do that. Now, he's a very impulsive person, and I have seen him rush ahead and run into brick walls several times. No offense. But when he hits that wall and he realizes that in his zeal, he did not do what God wanted, I have watched him humbly back up and move the other direction. I have always seen an obedient heart, not always understanding where God wanted, but I've seen an obedient heart. That's what gives you worship. And as we're here today and we're coming to worship God, remember, worship means surrender. And so as we stand up here, we're really standing up and saying, God, we are yours. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are worthy of our obedience, and we trust you and will do whatever you want. And because of that, we're thankful for this. We're thankful for this. We're thankful for this. We're so glad you're like this. That's what worship is. So have that in your heart as we continue to worship. Let me pray. Father, we are grateful for who you are. No one is like you. No one can compare to you. You see and you know everything. You're compassionate and you care for us. And you see even in our mistakes the way that we should go, and you're continually calling us to look up and return to you. You wipe our sins away and you rebuild our lives. You're a good God. There is no one like you. And we are here to acknowledge how great you are and how much we need you and how grateful we are that you're here. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.